The year-long war between Ethiopia's government and rebels in the Tigray region shows no sign of stopping. The government declared a state of emergency last week after the Tigray People's Liberation Front captured two cities on the road to the capital, Addis Ababa. Thousands have died and more than 2 million people have been displaced since the fighting began last year. NPR's Eder Peralta has been reporting this story from the beginning, and he just returned to his base in Cape Town, South Africa. And Eder, Tigray forces are threatening to advance on the capital. Where do things stand today?
So look, what we know is that fighting continues. The internet and phone lines are turned off when there's intense fighting. What I can tell you is that the government is fortifying its positions outside of the capital, and rebels continue to threaten to keep moving south. They have now formed a coalition with another rebel group, and they both say that their goal is to topple the government of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed.
Well, there's real concern about famine right now, and the United Nations says Ethiopian authorities have actually arrested aid workers trying to provide relief. Are humanitarian workers able to get help to people in need there right now?
No, look, the UN says no, or very little. And that's a huge problem, because they believe that people are already dying of hunger in that region. And the UN and other aid groups say that these arrests of their local staff is making that harder, making getting aid in there harder. And they say that the Ethiopian government has arrested some of their drivers, who would be the ones taking in much needed aid into that region.
Mm. And what about the capital, Eder? What is happening there?
Business continues mostly as usual in the capital, but the government has begun a mass mobilization. They're asking civilians to join the war effort, and they have also launched a crackdown against ethnic Tigrayans. The country's Human Rights Commission, which is appointed by the government, says that they have received hundreds of complaints of ethnic Tigrayans who say they were arrested because of their ethnicity. Today, I spoke to a Tigrayan employee of Ethiopian Airlines who says his brother was having dinner at a Tigrayan restaurant when authorities barged in and arrested only the Tigrayans at the restaurant. He says most of his family and his Tigrayan friends are staying home, that they're too scared to walk the streets.
And the possibility of a ceasefire at this point?
Efforts to find a diplomatic end are actually intensifying. The U.S. has sent its envoy to Ethiopia. The African Union's envoy has now spoken to both main leaders in this conflict, and they're all expressing some hope that they can find a negotiated end to this. Yesterday, a spokesman for the government's foreign ministry actually laid out some conditions for possible talks. But at the same time, Prime Minister Abiy spoke yesterday, and he remained unmoved in his position. He said that since the rebels began advancing, he has been nagged by questions of when he was going to leave the country. And then he said, quote, "We will never leave our country." So it's obvious that this war will continue.
NPR's Eder Peralta, who has been reporting from Ethiopia. Eder, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane.